Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, here we are. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. And we are here. It is Monday, I don't know, June something, 18th or something like that. I see we got a couple of listeners there in the live feed. Audience is low tonight as we're just chilling. But if you want to have a good time, you want to check out stuff here at the Patriot Nation Radio Show, maybe get involved, check it out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yep, that's right, folks. 347-637-3942 is the call-in number for this evening. I want to say hello to everybody. News is kind of crazy right now, and so we're going to talk a little bit about things. See, back in April of 2000, there was a young boy. Well, let's fast forward. In November of 1999, In November of 1999, on Thanksgiving Day, a young boy was found floating on an inner tube off the coast of Florida. Good old Slick Willie Bill Clinton was in office, and he was enacting some things, and he was saying some stuff about immigration. We all can remember, and a good many of us at one point, before we realized what was going on, actually liked Bill Clinton, until we really looked into what was going on and said, holy crap, what have we got ourselves into? Riding on the coattails of the Bush administration and the Reagan administration, inheriting great things, screwing it all up. Repealing the Glass-Steagall Act is one of the baddest things he ever did. Giving away top secret information to the Chinese. Billions of dollars to North Korea saying, we'll give you this, but, you know, it's going to help. It's going to make sure that these guys won't be having nuclear weapons. And then, bam, they had nuclear weapons. Bill Clinton was not the president, folks, remember. So what I want to do now is I want to play something. All right, I found this Ilian Gonzalez story to be quite interesting. So I found this. It's a five-minute clip of the newscast talking about the raid on Ilian Gonzalez, a five-year-old kid removed from the arms of his family at gunpoint during the Clinton administration. That's right, under a Democrat. And, of course, these laws that are being enforced right now that have children in these fancy, state-of-the-art Walmart detention centers, which were closed during the Jade Helm 15 exercise. If folks remember, the Walmart's closing during the Jade Helm 15 military exercises. I believe this one place here down in Texas where they're at is one of those Walmarts. Now converted from a Walmart to a detention center for illegal alien children, all done under the Obama administration. It's pretty crazy. When you really think about all this hoopla, you know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. But I want to say hello to everybody there. I want to say hello to George and Dawn and Pete and Mary and Robert and Judith and Mary Beth and Donnie Brock and Steve Mitchell and Reb Reiner, Audio Live, Rapid Fire Radio. You want to check him out. He's got a good show going on there. Teresa Martin Rogers, Bev. What's happening, Bev? John Walker. Ladies and gentlemen, he is fronting a very excellent band. You want to make sure you check these guys out. Lawless Intent, if you're ever around, search them, seek them out. Check out Lawless Intent. They're rocking, Lawless Intent. My friend Constance is on there. Folks, my friend Constance is deaf, and she tunes in. God bless her. Tonight, I will try to talk slowly enough for her to understand what the hell I'm talking about. But I'm going to play audio, and you won't be able to hear. I'll be just sitting here. I'm going to play this. It's a video clip. I'm going to play this off YouTube on a little speaker. Check this out. This is a newscast of the Ilian Gonzalez Ilian Gonzalez raid in Florida, in Miami.
That he can be reunited with his father. I say, America, please look. I'm not trying to convince you. Look at the pictures. Look at the cameras. You tell me. You be the deciding factor. This family went with the court of law. That's what this country stands for, the court of law. They weren't negotiating. They even had the appellate court of Atlanta saying that they had an argument. And I can tell you this, America, if Lazaro Gonzalez is a criminal, why was he left here? He wasn't taken away with Ilian, because you know why? He did nothing wrong. This man is still here. America. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be justice. And I'm asking right now, Mr. Bill Clinton, I hope that you're listening. I'm asking you, sir, before America, with thousands of American citizens, please step down. You did the wrong thing today. I'm asking you, in the name of God, in the name of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, to step down from your position. You have sinned against this country, and you have made a mockery of this country in front of the world. You can arrest me, sir, and you can imprison me for the rest of my life, but I will stand up for my rights. I would rather have liberty or give me death, either one of those.
Donato Dalrymple is the man who fished little Ilian Gonzalez out of the water and saved his life. And
it's crazy. I don't know what happened there. It all of a sudden jumped ahead.
I can only tell you what I see in that room. There was more than seven agents that were standing in the hallway, and two or three people made it into the room, and they grabbed the boy. They snatched the boy. This is not a fabrication.
Well, Donato, let me just ask you this. Why not just hand the boy over if you know these agents are coming in?
No, sir, you don't understand. I didn't resist. I wanted to walk outside with the boy. I am a man that saved this boy. These were strangers with guns. My God, they could have escorted me out with the guns. I never resisted them. I could have walked out to the car and even drove away with them in dignity that this boy would be, and take him to his father. I met the father. But to take him out like this, it was a criminal act. And, sir, if you want to justify this, you want to play the devil's advocate, that's your business. But I'm telling you, what went on down here is on television. It's a criminal act. These are American people that love this country. They were praying all week. I'm standing here with producers from all over that they swear they've seen nothing but peace and love here and demonstration for justice. And they were on the phone with Janet Reno, the lawyers, Kendall Coffey, Manny Diaz, and they took this house by force. Can you tell me that was sensitive for Ilian? Was this the best thing for him, that he could be reunited with his father? I say, America, please look. I'm not trying to convince you. Look at the pictures. Look at the cameras. You tell me. You be the deciding factor. This family went with the court of law. That's what this country stands for, the court of law. They weren't negotiating. They even had the appellate court of Atlanta saying that they had an argument. And I can tell you this, America, if Lazaro Gonzalez is a criminal, why was he left here? He wasn't taken away with Ilian, because you know why? He did nothing wrong. This man is still here.
God bless America.
But I'll tell you what, there's going to be justice. And I'm asking right now, Mr. Bill Clinton, I hope that you're listening. I'm asking you, sir, before America, with thousands of American citizens, please step down. You did the wrong thing today. I'm asking you, in the name of God, in the name of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, to step down from your position. You have sinned against this country, and you have made a mockery of this country in front of the world. You can arrest me, sir, and you can imprison me for the rest of my life, but I will stand up for my rights. I would rather have liberty or give me death, either one of those.
Donato Dalrymple is the man who fished little Ilian Gonzalez out of the water and saved his life. And
there you have it, folks. Please, Bill Clinton, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have sinned against our nation. Step down. You have done wrong. You have taken this home by force and taken a child away at gunpoint. And now you got these turds down on the Walmart here screaming and hollering about a law they passed, about a law they made, about a law that their buddies, their pals, their chums made. And then they try to flip it around and say it's Trump. And he's been trying to get these people to come to the table about immigration for how long now? and these jackasses gerrymandering around like a bunch of freaking turds, blocking nominations, playing games. I was watching some of this hearing and listening to some of this hearing today with the FBI, Christopher Wray, and the investigative general, Mr. Horowitz. Folks, I don't know. I can't tell. But it seems like something's going to come of this, and we can only pray. These turds lied, cheat, and stole. They were completely biased and supporting Hillary Clinton. They actively tried to overthrow a presidential election campaign and now a president while letting Hillary Clinton skate like freaking Nancy Kerrigan to the gold medal. Giving her the ultimate prize, they thought she was going to be the president. And they did everything in their power to sweep it all under the rug and screw up everything. Because they had to finish Obama's plan. And you can hear people like McCabe and Rosenstein and these guys just squirming. We got to hope that the rank and file regular FBI guy who took an oath and feels that oath and believes that oath to the Constitution and cannot speak unless he is subpoenaed. Well, I hope the Attorney General's office and Jeff Sessions wakes up and starts subpoenaing these people and getting the justice that we deserve. We need to know exactly what happened. We're the people. We are the boss. We elected these people to do a job. And their job is to make sure that the federal agencies and bureaucracies and things are running smoothly and for the people by the people. And if they're not doing that, we need to know. This report should not be redacted. Why is something classified? Why would something be classified top secret to the people who pay your salary and get you your job, elect you, put you in office? Are you going to sit there and tell me that these are pictures of the kids in cages was in the Trump administration? No. And I love when the fake news tries to backpedal and they get caught out there like new jacks on a back burner, turd burgling fools, lying, cheating, and stealing. And then when they get caught, oops. But it's okay. We're Democrats. We're elitists. We are going to stay in power because we are the do as I say, not as I do party. And I don't give a crap. You're going to do what I say. And the people are like, no, we're not. So what do they do when the people say, no, we're not? They trump up charges. They plant evidence. They withhold exculpatory evidence that could get you off or free to prepare your case. They kill you in the snowbank. You're just trying to go talk to a sheriff in another county, trying to redress the grievances. They trump up the charges, no pun intended. Trumping up charges on President Trump. Bogus bullcrap dossier, paid for. And it's got to be a crime to pay for salacious lies and propaganda from a British spy who got it from a Russian spy. I don't know about you folks, but I think this place is screwed up. These people forgot about Elian Gonzalez and their hero, Bill Clinton, who was responsible for the stupid law that got the family separated today. Their hero, Bill Clinton, did that. That's right. Slick Willie. Right? Slick Willie and his groovy wife, Hillary, with a trail of dead bodies 220 plus long behind them in a political career that started somewhere in the early 1970s. Hillary Clinton fired from the Watergate scandal because she's doing constitutional violations and they don't like that. She's doing that in the very beginning of her career. She's been doing this since 1973 or 4. Lie, cheat, steal. And everything they lie, cheating, and stealing, while they're doing it, they're pointing the finger at the Republican guy or the conservative guy or the libertarian guy saying, look, you're doing this, and we see you doing that, and you're doing this, and you're doing that, and you're doing this. Meanwhile, that's what they're doing. And the knife they're sticking in the backs of America has jagged points on it, and when they stick it in and twist it and pull it out, the guts come with it. And the country's suffering. It's laying in the dirt, bleeding, like a war-torn soldier, given his ultimate sacrifice defending these turds so they can overrun us. It's sad that this would be happening, that honorable men are dying on battlefields, defending our country as these turds usurp and undermine their sacrifice. That's what they do when they do stuff like this. They undermine the sacrifice of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice defending this flag and this country and this Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, my good friend and pal and neighbor, James Scavetta. What's happening, James?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on. How's it going?
Oh, I was ranting. That was a good one. I can't wait to listen to that one back.
Yeah. you want to talk about my plight or what?
Yeah. Let me. I'll circle around to it and fill folks in
sure.
on what's shaking there. And folks,
good.
If you like that rant, and you're there on the live feed, throw some thumbs and hearts. I want to see if you had. Show me the love. You know, I got some crazy stuff going on too. I got some guests coming up that are running for political office. I have this lady down in Tucson, Arizona, was actually assaulted by the campaign manager of her opponent. And then being that she's over there in Tucson and they were calling for the public to come out to that camp at the Cemex plant, she went out to the Cemex plant and checked it out for herself. She's coming on the show Thursday. That's going to be cool. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, right now, my good friend James on the line here. He happens to be actually my neighbor. These are the people in the neighborhood. I learned that on Sesame Street, folks. Remember Sesame Street? They still play it, but it's kind of liberalized and kind of given a crazy message. But anyway, James here, he used to have a gun store and a survival store here in our local area. And times got tough, and he had to close the store. And he's been doing some stuff from his house and his garage or whatever and trying to maintain a living. And finally decided he's going to get an office. And when he had his gun store and his survival store, he had a particular insurance company that, was with him for, I think he told me 8 years and or 10 years or something, a long time.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Never filed a claim against him. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to tell you what happened when he tried to reopen the concealed carry class aspect of his gun survival store in a little place and try to help people get gun training. And we're going to talk about what happened when he tried to reopen his classes and start over. So go ahead, James. Tell folks, you were doing it. You had your store for how long?
I think this is something your audience should be aware of because how they're chipping away the little chips here and there because they know they can't blanket, try to take the guns away. So their new tactic is the banks are withholding credit card machines that want to process. The insurance companies are out of control. Banks won't lend money to a gun shop. So my story is this. After fighting the big box stores, Rural King and stuff for so many years, I packed it in and I took some time off and I was looking around. I got a small little office kind of store. And, I rented it, and I never gave it a thought about the liability insurance because we were going to just teach basic firearm safety classes like I used to do in the shop, and then we were going to do advanced training at the gun range, and we were going to do some, like, laser training and stuff in the office kind of situation. So all landlords require you to get basic liability insurance. for if someone like trips and falls. It's nothing to do with, you know, anything as far as the classes
right.
go. So, okay.
Right. Basic liability.
Not thinking anything
like
of that. I go to my insurance company that I had for all these years, and which is Auto Owners Group, was the insurer. You know, I went to a broker, of course, through that, and they, Auto Owners is the insurer, and they said, because of the recent shootings in the, you know, in the Florida area at the high school and the current climate, we won't give you liability insurance at any price. And I says, what? You insured me for eight years with the gun store? And I said, we're not going to be doing anything with firearms. There's no retail. It's all about training. And no, they said we won't do it. So, you know, naturally I wasn't happy about that. But I said, you know, all right, I'll shop around. So over the course of a month, now meanwhile I'm paying rent, I'm paying utilities, I bring equipment over there, and I go to a few other places. And, anything to do with guns? This is, you know, again, I repeated my story. We're just teaching safety classes. Doesn't everybody think that's a good idea? And they would put these feelers out there, and companies said we don't want no part of it. And I went from, I used to pay $580 a year for basic liability if someone trips and falls. Well, the best I can get was $3,900.
And that's a month?
You believe that? I mean, that would go – it's not going to be a very profitable business. And if I had to pay those kind of rates, it wouldn't be worth my while. And then when I did find a few companies that said, well, we'll insure you at a cheaper rate, but you got to get this secondary and insurance, which I don't need because I'm a corporation. And when I say, when I put the whole package together – and it's just scary because this – where's my civil rights? Just because I'm doing something to do with guns, I mean, that to me, that should be illegal that they could deny you or quadruple – well, you know, my math is bad, but I'm just saying quadruple. I'm not sure. Of the rates.
I'll tell you right now.
It's
at $3,900, was that $3,900 a year or $3,900 a month?
No, it was a year, but I went from $580 a year to $3,900 a year.
Right. Gotcha.
Just because they said of the current climate, and we don't want to have nothing to do with it, so either pay, you know, we'll insure you if you want to pay that amount of money. And don't forget, that still had nothing to do with other operating expenses. So when I put the whole thing together after a month, I wasn't going to pay another month's rent trying to shop around, you know, for if there's anybody who would come close to what I used to pay. So I wind up giving the key back. So here I feel like, you know, they're discriminating against me because I do stuff with guns. And, you know, I don't have any income coming in now. I'm not going to go on any kind of welfare or something, but here I am wanting to do something which benefits people, giving them firearm safety and then doing advanced training and classes. And, that's it. But I just think that more people should be aware of how they're getting us. You know, they're not coming with this massive assault, but they're getting us on these little chips away. And, I blame that little brown shirt David Hogg and his group and the people financing him, the George Soroses and the Bloombergs and all of that, and it's taking its effect. But, you know, people don't know about it because, you know, basically I'm this little small guy. You only hear about it when it involves, you know, big corporations. But they're really doing a number on us, and, I just think more people should be aware of how they're getting us. How they're chipping away at our Second Amendment rights. One way or another, they are out to get us.
Yes, they are, and they're working hard. And it's a last-ditch effort by the deep state to try and get them weapons because I don't think the new administration, although he is kind of suspect when he says, take the guns now, due process later. I didn't like that statement.
Yeah,
but, you know,
I'm a Trumpster from day one, and I'll be out there on 2020. But that particular thing did disappoint me. I think that might have been just caught up in all the, the emotional of what was, going on. But because I still think Trump is our best bet. But that, like you say, that's the swamp, the deep state, it's really bad, and I just don't know how come people could claim discrimination and racial this and all this other kind of stuff for every other thing you could think of. But because why can't I do that now and say, well, you told me it's because you're doing stuff with firearms. So isn't that a form of discrimination?
Yeah, it sounds like it to me. It's like maybe you could have a case. I don't know. Maybe you should look into it.
Yeah, I don't know. If you got any attorneys out there in the audience there, they call in. If they just even think it's possibility, I would, pursue it, because here they are costing me, trying to earn a living, and plus something that I truly, truly love doing. It makes zero sense to me, other than the fact that this is part of their deep strategy in their war rooms when they get together and says, let's start hitting them in places that we didn't do it before, such as banks and with the lending and the credit card machines. Something happened recently, I don't know if your audience is aware of, that a certain processing company, I don't know the name of it or I would say it, that handled processing of credit cards for gun stores. When people went in shop, bought a gun, processed the card, the guy, the store owner gave him the gun, thinking he was going to get paid, and he turned around and says, we're not paying you because we're not going to do credit cards, things, sales for guns. So those owners had to go, I don't know how it turned out, but there they had to, they were out the money for the guns until they had to contact the people or whatever. But all of these little things, if it doesn't happen to you, and I'm sure there's plenty of other things that I don't know about that's going on. So the more we can get, the word out there to because they're attacking us on every front.
It takes the diligence of the people to keep aware and keep awake and keep paying attention. Otherwise, we'll have no rights. We'll be like a bunch it'll be in no time. It'll be like Venezuela.
Yeah, well, you see, in England, if you talk out against Muslims, you get arrested on the spot and thrown in jail. And that's happening not just with that reporter. It's happening all the time.
Jail full of Muslims, too.
Yeah, right. So basically, we're going to throw them to the wolves and, how did that happen, So it's happening around the world. Europe is already gone. In so many different countries there. They're trying the utmost to do it here. And like you said, knowledge is power, and the more people that are aware of it. But the problem on our side, Mark, outside of the thing with the NFL, that was where I really saw the right come together, is where the left is bonded and they're together all the time. Most of the time on our side, the right, they don't fight it. They don't stick together. Other people will say, well, that really doesn't concern me, but it's me today, it's you tomorrow. So
Yep. We
need to stick together. We need to, like I said, you have shows like you, yours, that you get, getting the word out there to people. And that's all I'm saying. Basically, I just want the people to know that this stuff is going on. And I'll repeat what I said before. I'm sure there's plenty of other people out there that are being discriminated against because of, something to do with firearms, whether they're wearing a shirt or something or a hat. Seems like the right doesn't have the same federal civil rights as the left does or minorities do. And
we saw that in the Christian Saucier case. Although he is pardoned,
right? But still, if like I said, it cost him his house, his all the heartache. I met when you did that benefit for him and the for his mom. I met his mom there at the farm, and you also had the daughter of the
LaVoy,
the rancher who was killed by the government. You know, that was a good thing that you did, you know, that day. And but there's two sets. There's definitely two sets of laws, because Hillary Obama and that whole crew, so many that we could mention there, they're above the law. I don't care what anybody says. We don't say, well, that doesn't happen in America. No, it did. They are.
It's happening right now. We're witnessing. We are witnessing it with our own eyes. As they're in this committee in front of Congress, and they're like, well, didn't this happen and that happen? Well, yeah, but this. And they're like admitting. I can't believe that the cuffs aren't going on.
Yeah, it's another whitewash, a swamp, protecting the swamp. And the bottom line, it did happen, but there was no intent. That's their defense, like with James Comey. Yeah, his bias didn't affect his judgment. Now, if you believe that, I had a former profitable gun store I'd like to sell you.
Right.
It's just crazy. But anyway, thanks. I won't take up any more time on the show. But thank you, Mark, for all you do. I enjoy your shows, besides us being neighbors and knowing each other for such a long time. But we've done a lot of events together. We'll do more. And just like I said, just I appreciate you letting me get the word out there. And maybe one day, the right will get big enough to unite to start using our economic clout and going after, these companies. But where they have us is that Google, Amazon, Facebook, so many companies that you use every day, multiple times a day, are all left-wing commies. So it's and there's a few I left out, probably, that it makes it hard for us to use these same economic boycotting and stuff that they do. But I'm trying to do my best. I stay away from, I haven't shopped in Target in years since they pulled that crap with the transgender bathrooms or whatever the hell. And, I don't shop certain stores, certain companies. And, I just keep the list just growing and growing.
I did a great call to Target. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
I did. My friend.
Don't realize this last. Go ahead.
My friend Ed is up in North Carolina, and he had gone into a Target. And he said, I went and I spoke to the manager, and the manager said, yeah, anybody could use any bathroom they want. There's no no gender assignment now. So I called the same Target, and I asked, I said, if I walked into your store and my name was Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, full beard, guitar slung over my back, blue jeans and cowboy boots and a big hat, strolling in, said, hey, Mr. Manager, I feel like a girl today. Can I use the ladies' room? I said, would you let me use the ladies' room? And the guy said, well, you have to revert to our policy. We just updated our policy today. You can find it on the website. And I said, well, I thank you for your answer. That means yes. And then I hung up.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I certainly wouldn't want, if I had a small daughter, that's why I say I ripped up my Target charge card. And I used to like shopping there. But I won't do it. It's the only power that we seem to have is economic, And so if there's a place you could possibly, some things you can't, obviously, when it comes to some of the companies I mentioned. But if you can have an alternative, do it. Like, obviously, auto owners is going to – I would never deal with them again for car. I mean, they do all kinds of insurance. That's the little bit of economic, power that we have. And it's just, like I said, the flags, look what they're doing with the Confederate flags, the Don't Tread on Me flags. You can buy an ISIS flag and you can buy a Nazi flag on Facebook, from somewhere on Amazon, but you can't buy a Confederate flag. Now, does that make any sense?
It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. I'm getting a report coming over this live feed right now. I'm trying to get a little more information on it. There is a gentleman who is running around with David Hogg. I guess one of his buddies, his activist buddies, Cameron Caskey. His father apparently owned a shop that was sued in 2012 that was sued and I guess broke up for child trafficking.
Wow.
Quite interesting. This is
yeah,
David Hogg's
butt. Yeah, phony asses who go after our stuff, and they got more skeletons in the closet, you know, than anybody. I think he's on a bus tour now going around to promote his anti-gun, you know, stuff. And all that stuff takes money. And, you know, a little punk-ass kid like him certainly doesn't have it. So we know that he's being backed by the George Soros, the Bloombergs, and, you know, many others out there, the CNN, MSNBC, they're all give them those, they gave those kids millions of dollars worth of free airtime. You know, when somebody does use a gun for a good thing and the good guy stops the bad guy with a gun, it's hardly mentioned. It's probably, it's only on Fox. The other networks don't do it, and because it doesn't fit their agenda. And, you know, people better wake up and be aware because Europe is coming here. If anybody don't think that the Muslims are going to just stay in Europe, they're mistaken. So the thing that we have in our favor, we still have the Second Amendment, where in Europe they walk the streets in Germany, France, England, Sweden, and they can machete anybody they want because they know the guns are banned in most of those places. They try that crap here. And it ain't going to work out so good for them. So that's you know, that's one of many, many, many reasons why we need the Second Amendment and why I felt so strongly about training people as I've trained over 500 people in the last few years in the use of, you know, how to use a firearm from basic to advanced. And I felt a very strong calling to do it even in a full-time basis, but on a kind of discrimination they stopped me from doing it. So that's
great.
My story, Mark, and I will be listening to the rest of the show, and I'll call in from time to time, and I'll see you because we live so far away from each other. I don't know when I'll see you again.
So far away from me. Yes, indeed. James, thanks for calling up. And if you want to stay on hold and listen, you can listen right there on the phone, or you can go to the live feed.
Yeah.
I'm still live.
I will do that. And again, thanks for having me on, Mark, and thanks for what you do. You want your audience, well, they are, I'm sure they know it, but in case you got any newbies out there, Mark is one of the good guys. He's one of the 3%ers like me. He's a true patriot, and he really believes in America and the flag, loves his country. And like I said, I have to sum him up in one word. He's one of us. He's a 3%er. He's a patriot.
God bless America. There we go.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, Mark. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I'll talk to you. I am actually a descendant of someone who, a major post who was in the revolution. They moved, married into our bloodline, and we are, my grandfather was in the Sons of the Revolution. I've yet to fill out my application, but I am eligible to be in the Sons of the Revolution. Pretty amazing, and I one day will definitely become one of the Sons of the Revolution and pass that down to my son, Mason. Good stuff. I got to read this link. Mary has sent me a link. I'm going to look for it here. See if I click on this. Is it going to take me away from the show? No. All right, well, folks, there's a link there in the comments. Let's see here. I'm going to try to get it very quick. And it's pretty crazy. This guy is from David Hogg's circle, going around preaching. Let's see, I'm going to try to get the message here. Here it is. Nope, it's not letting me get the comment right now, the link. So, folks, if you see the link, that's the story to David Hogg's buddy. There, it's right there in the comments. I can't get it right now. But, yeah, there's crazy stuff happening, ladies and germs. Now, this lady is going to come on this show Thursday. This is big stuff. Big stuff. And Josh, I see my buddy Josh, he sent me a voice clip. I can't listen to the voice clip right now. I'm live. But this nice lady, Edna, is coming on the show Thursday. She is running for a congressional seat in Tucson, Arizona. Now, Tucson has been in the news lately. Crazy stuff going on down in Tucson. But she's running. I'm finding the information now. She's going to come on the show Thursday. She was actually assaulted by her opponent's campaign manager. She's running for Congress District 3 in Tucson, Arizona area. Again, assaulted by her opponent's campaign manager. And Veterans on Patrol put out a call for folks to come down and see the CEMEX camp. And so this nice lady who's running for District 3 in Tucson, Congress, seat in Congress, went down to this camp. And lo and behold, you know, she's seeing stuff going on down there. So we're going to have her on Thursday. We're going to talk about all of it. The attack, what she's running for, her campaign platform, this, that, the other thing, and what she saw with her own eyes at the CEMEX plant and what she knows and things that she's heard. There's some crazy rumors coming out of there, what CEMEX is doing with their concrete. I don't know if there's any truth or validity to it. So this is an alleged statement. It's a quote from somebody else, not from me. I don't know how true it is. But they're claiming that CEMEX uses blood in their concrete for some odd reason. And it's kind of kooky. I don't know why or for what reason they would do that. It makes no sense. But a good way to supply that blood is to have a child trafficking ring going right through your CEMEX plant. You know, I don't know. Maybe they need the blood of young virgins to be in the cement and it's evil or something. I don't know. Maybe they're conjuring up souls of the dead. Zombies are trying to get a zombie apocalypse going. Who the hell knows? People are doing weird stuff. Weird stuff. So, but in this past week, we had the American Show Your American Pride Week, and we had some great photographs over on the Overpass pages. So, folks, if you want to see some cool stuff, go over to Overpass's national page, Overpass is for American National, and check out some of the cool pictures. People across the country on overpasses, raising flags and waving flags and doing stuff. Now, my plan, I had ordered a brand new flagpole. And I wanted to raise the flag and the flagpole on Flag Day, but it's been on back order now for 2 weeks. But now Flag Day came and went, and I got no flag. I always have a flag out front of my house. It's killing me. My other flag, it needed to be retired. It got weathered. It was time to retire the flag. But now I have no flag out front. It's killing me. I fly the flag graciously for years and years and years. Always. As long as I can remember, get pins, like, you know, Captain America, flag. You know, this is what we do here. My good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland, will be having an event in October, October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Missouri. It's the Prophecy Conference. He's asking at least one family member from all Patriot families to show up to this conference. And he's going to ordain some ministers there. He's a pastor. He's going to ordain some folks to be the pastors of their families and to be able to bring the gospel to the people, which I believe is very, very important. You know, I am God and country and family. Go to church, love the Lord, pray all the time, study, you know, and now I'm plumb out of things to say. I was hoping my good buddy Steve Ronebeck was going to call tonight. He is getting ready to head out to D.C. to speak with Donald Trump about American families being separated from their kids due to murder of illegal, multiple deportee criminal aliens. I was hoping he's going to come on and talk. He's going out to speak with Trump. He'll be out there Thursday going to speak with the president about this scourge. I know I was talking about something now. I'm talking about something else. But Pastor Sylvester Bland's conference will be at the Four Points Sheraton in Kansas City, Missouri, at the International Airport there. If you can make it out to that conference. And he's got a great show. His show is The United Saints of America at www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. You want to check him out Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, our good friend Dave Bray, he's on tour, so you want to get over to DaveBrayUSA.com and check out his tour dates and things like that. And we got another great show, my friend Brian D. Lang in Live Truth Radio. You want to check him out, search him out, Live Truth. And, buddy, I've been following your story, buddy. I see things are heating up. Maybe you can come on the show here real soon, and we'll update people. Buddy Wayne Webb here in the live feed bought this house in Texas. His dog just dug something up outside the house. There's some things shaking over there. He's been hooting and hollering, saying, folks, you got to listen. You got to listen. This is this house that's connected to something. Hello, Angie. Folks, out in Nevada, Ryan Bundy running for governor of Nevada. If you're out in Nevada, please get on board and join the Bundy train. And get on board. I've seen that one of these folks has put their support behind Ryan just recently here in the last couple of days. Changed her vote from this other guy, Exalt, or whatever the heck his name is, Texalt, or whatever it is. She said, I ain't voting for that guy. She put her backing behind Ryan. That's good news. He's getting notoriety there, running for an important position. We could stop the land grabs in Nevada with the right governor. Vote Ryan Bundy for governor of Nevada if you live out there. It's very important. You know what I'm saying? And, buddy, if you're still there, buddy, contact me in a private message and let's talk. Time to get you back on the show and talk about your case, the secret police and the child trafficking, attempted first-degree murder by secret agents from inside his damn cabinet. Blew his leg off. Tried to lie, cheat, and steal. It's crazy what's happening in this country. It's happening for a long time now. It isn't just now. It's been happening. Child trafficking has been decades and using people's houses as go-betweens. Kooky, kooky, kooky stuff. Buddy's story is unbelievable. I hope, buddy, you're watching the live and you will come on and join us. Buddy Wayne Webb over there in Texas. Look him up on Facebook. It's really unbelievable what's happening in his case, in his life, and what's going on. And he's going to get to the bottom of it. And then I got Gary Beck. This is a guy who came on my show a long time ago. He's in Florida. The Bay County Florida government is and sheriff is really bad, and they're getting ready to get caught up. He's been fighting these people using the Constitution. He knows his rights. It's one thing this boy knows. He knows his rights. And they are using everything, every power they have, the power of their authority as law enforcement, to shaft this man. And I think he's finally got him. As he's getting conflicting paperwork from recordings and things like that. All right, so if you have a court case and you go into court, every court case is recorded on a microphone. There's no speakers in it. Every table's got a microphone. The judge has a microphone. There's a microphone in the witness stand. There's a microphone at each table. And every single court case is recording, and you can get the transcripts and the recordings, and if they don't match, guess what? You win. That's fraud. If they're changing what's being said on the paperwork to suit their agenda, you know, they throw the case out. So I think Gary might have these people on the run. He's been fighting and fighting. They stole his inventions. They trashed his house. They took all of his stuff. Then his uncle gave him $3,000 and some new equipment. So, and his uncle was in a wheelchair, okay, in a wheelchair, handicapped. They took him and said, sir, you have to come outside. He went outside, and then they rolled over his house with a bulldozer. This is no crap. You didn't hear it in the news? This is the truth. This happened. Bay County, Florida. They're crooked and corrupt. Buddy's going to – Gary's going to come on the show. And you will not. I'll have him tell the story from the early stages, from when the BP oil spill out there in the Gulf of Mexico started, and he was coming up with inventions to try and help. All the support he had, he was really rubbing elbows with important people, really talking to some top dogs. He was in hearings, showing his inventions, talking to people about what can be done. He's a captain of a shrimp boat, and he wanted to save his life, his livelihood, that he in the Gulf of Mexico. And the oil was killing his livelihood, so he came up with ideas and plans to help. And he actually had rough sketches of his inventions and the ideas that he was coming up with. And he had some demonstrations. He showed some demonstrations, showed some things. They came to his house. They ransacked his house, took all his inventive ideas, trashed everything, locked them up, bulldozed his own. It's crazy. It is absolutely bananas. Bay County, Florida. You can't forget Terry Tressel, too. He's going through it. I haven't heard any much updates on his case. I should really try to look into the Terry Trussell case, because he's been completely railroaded. All he wanted to do was say, hey, listen, you guys aren't instructing the jury correctly. And then somebody came in and they tried to, the judge and the prosecutor came into the jury room and said, okay, folks, this is what's happening. And he was the foreman. He stood up and said, no, that's not happening here. And they said, it's happening. This is how you're doing it. Blah, 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 blah. And so he spoke out. He stood up and they arrested him. Terry Trussell, still in jail. This is years and years now. He's in jail. He's not a young guy anymore. This is, you know, this is tyranny. This is overreach of power. These are the people that we entrust to serve and protect us, are doing a disservice and attacking us. They're serving and protecting their own interests while roughshod running over the people to get what they want, what they need, to maintain power over us. They have subjugated us to little serfs, like little people. Little. They're giants and we're little people. Like I said earlier, the Democrats have become the do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do party. We'll do what we want. You zip it, sit down in the chair, and do what we say. That's where we're at right now, folks. And if you don't, they come with you with the full force that they have in their authority as law enforcement. And they hammer you, and they come down on you, and they steal, and they cheat, and they rob you of your freedom and your liberty. They trash your name and your family, and they overturn your life. Why would they want to do this to their own people? What's in it for them? What's in it for people to do this to other Americans, other than a paycheck? There's got to be a payoff. There's got to be a payoff somewhere. I can't picture a good-hearted American man going onto somebody's property and raiding it and taking all of his inventive ideas, trashing his house, bulldozing everything he has, and throwing him in jail. Because he was trying to help. They took advantage of him. They saw this guy come in who really wanted to help. He took kindness for weakness and abused him. Horrific. This is America. These guys make the Gestapo and Hitler's SS guard look like the two chicks on the swing in the Magic Garden singing a silly song in a romper room. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm showing my age. You know, I don't know if folks remember the Magic Garden or not. Google it and watch the singing flowers. All of that fun stuff. That's what they look like compared to this. Right, the SS guard and the Gestapo look like the two chicks on the swing singing compared to what we're witnessing in America today. Folks are waiting for the first shots to be fired in the war against Americans. They're fired every day on Americans. How many cases have you seen over and over and over again? Of course, the media and all the hype likes to show it always happening to the black people. And it happens a lot to black people, but it happens a lot to white people too. But they don't want to show that, just like they don't want to show good guy saves the day with a gun, saves the lives of 50 people in a building or something. You never hear these stories. They're out there. Good people doing good stuff, but they don't report the good stuff because that doesn't bring the loot. People want dirt. Don Henley, Dirty Laundry. Go ahead and listen to that song. Go ahead, folks. I've been listening to that song. I know what that song's about. Don Henley, Dirty Laundry. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll find it for you right now. Hold on. They want dirty laundry. You know, that's what people want. They don't want good, wholesome stuff. So let's find it. Ready? Don Henley, Dirty Laundry. Good old Google. Now you listen to the words in this song. Really get an idea. Oh, that's a parody. Hold on, we want a parody. You don't want the parody. You want the real deal tune. Here we go. Yeah, it'd probably be good like that. Here you go. This is Don Henley, Dirty Laundry. And this is why the media is what it is today, right now, is because of this. If it plays, I'm trying to get it to play. It's spinning, buffering.
Now an iconic singer-songwriter with a mix of classics and classic new songs, Don Henley.
Here we go. Dirty Laundry.
We are copyrighted by Facebook.
People die. Give us dirty laundry. Really? And that's where we are today. They don't care about the wholesome story, the good story where someone saves the day. A hero. No, they want, and then, not only that, when something bad happens, they try to make the perpetrator a victim of a circumstance, and that's why he's in the predicament he's in, and that's why he did what he did. Because of his life. Oh, his daddy left him when he was a boy. So now he has to be this thug. But come on. Dirty laundry. You know. It's interesting when people die. Give us dirty laundry. It's where we are, folks. It's where we are. Well, we've come to that point in the show, ladies and gentlemen. That point of the show where we say goodnight. Now remember, a week from today, Gary Beck talking about Bay County corruption. this Thursday, Edna San Miguel, running for District 3 in Tucson, attacked by her opponent's campaign manager and made her own visit to the Cemex plant, VOP. We're going to have her on Thursday. Then I have another gentleman. He's running for district attorney, state attorney here in Florida, down the south of me here, Fort Myers area. Chris Crowley, he's going to be coming on. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. His opponent's father was on the chair of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, and this person's running for state attorney. This person's kid is running for state attorney. This person worked for the PLO over in Palestine. Scary stuff. Scary. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Where am I? Here we go. We're going to play off our good friend, Dave Bray. Star Spangled Banner. We're going to wrap up the show. So make sure you tune in every Monday, every Thursday, 8 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Now, yes, please, Deborah, watch the replay. We had a good show tonight. I went off a little bit. I didn't really have a guest. My guest came on. James, you wait till you see that part. Wait till you hear what's happening. Not only are they refusing to pay credit cards and all this other, they're going after gun owners, gun stores, folks who are trying to train people. They're going after them in all ways. Then you're not hearing about it. They are coming for the guns in so many ways. They're trying to stop it. A great interview with my friend James. So if you missed it and you're going to tune into the replay, check it out. But right now, I'm going to put the flag to the screen. And if you will rise and join me as our good friend Daybray, daybrayusa.com, sings the national anthem. Here we go. And here we go. Biggest gonna play. CD ain't playing. Let's play it on the switchboard. Here we go. folks, and check out Reb Ryder. He's got a great show. Brian Lang, you see him lining up here on the thing. We have also Spread the Word with Slider and Deborah. Want to check out their show as well as Live Truth, as I said earlier. Live Truth Radio, Brian Lang, right there in the live feed. Thanks for tuning in, each and every one of you. Thank you so much. I want to say good night. God bless you and God bless America. And don't forget, do not forget, folks like Steve Ronabeck, who's been separated from his child by an illegal criminal who killed his son with multiple deportations. Remember the Elian Gonzalez getting ripped from the arms of his family by Janet Reno and Bill Clinton. Remember these things, folks. Tell everybody to Google Elian Gonzalez. And remember, Bill Clinton did that. Bill Clinton. Slick Willie. All those things he did to people like our good friend Juanita Broderick. The guy, they're rogue criminals. God, good night. I love you guys. Take care. And be cool. God bless America. Be a patriot. Make a stand. Stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. Good night. God bless you. God bless America.